Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Danny Meringue.
And then I went to this movie theater. This is it. I made a noise like this.
Dusty Hera.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you good?
The Fan.
On with 3 here on Danny and Dusty on a Tuesday afternoon. Whether you're listening along on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080 AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. On this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday outside, it's quite nice.
Mason Rudolph looks like Farva. He's slowly morphing into Farva. He's on the TV right now because he's currently the Steelers starting quarterback.
It's the mustache.
He's got Farva vibes. Mm. If he gets a flat top, second flat top reference of this show. I mean,
and a liter of cola.
But he can't do a flat top because he's got glorious lettuce.
He does got great hair.
He's got illustrious flow.
Great hair. If he is setting this up to be Farva for Halloween, I'm here for it.
By the way, Super Troopers 3 coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw a preview for it the other day.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Let's bring this back.
Yeah, keep running it back.
Milk
Why
that
not?
Cow. Well, Super Troopers 2, not good.
I didn't see it.
It was...
Is that streaming anywhere?
Yeah, I don't know. It was not good. It was definitely, was it the Broken Lizard? That's the name of the group.
Yes.
So they've had some misses, unfortunately. But I have high hopes for.
It's on Hulu.
There you go. Speaking of some misses, the Indiana Pacers had some misses late in the game against the New York Knicks, and after building was a 17-point lead.
It was 20 after one quarter.
Was it 20 at the end of the, I thought the Knicks hit one. It was 16 at the end of the first.
Yeah.
I know they got up at least 17 in the first before the Knicks closed that gap in the first quarter. But unintentionally, the Knicks may have found something in this series because of Jalen Brunson's foul trouble. Jalen Brunson is an incredibly good player. Incredibly good. Yeah. And he fits with what they do so well. And obviously, Rick Brunson, the assistant coach, being his dad, that's a big part of it. And the relationships that he has with Leon Rose, the general manager. But Brunson has really, through a lot of the playoffs, I don't want to say he's been detrimental, but he's been tunnel visioned where it's been all Brunson all the time.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go out and go get Karl Anthony Towns, you do need to find a way, like, because Tibbs has coached Towns before, not just here, but obviously in Minnesota. You know the shortcomings of Karl Anthony Towns. He's not going to be forceful with action on either end. He can disappear. He can be a $45 million 7-foot paperweight and just be out there getting cardio in. But if you use him, he could be incredible. And that's what you saw. You got a 20-point fourth quarter from Karl Anthony Towns because all of a sudden the ball was going through him. And look, Cat is one of the best shooting big men in NBA history. Let that sink in for a second. He is one of the best shooting big men in the history of the league. That is without argument. Now, he's not the best shooting big man of all time. Dirk Nowitzki holds that crown. You're not taking it. Mm-hmm. Cat has an argument for being the best three-point shooting big man of all time. There's a real, you can get to that without it being like something that's sacrilegious. It's on the table. But if you're not utilizing him and you're not trying to get more out of him, because like throughout the playoffs, I heard Knicks fans complaining, well, they're not using Cat. I was like, yeah, but I think they do have a point now because he was underutilized. But as I sat there and I watched the film, Dusty, there were so many times in the first couple of games in this series and in the last series against the Celtics, the first time he set a screen with real physicality and then relocated with real force would have been the first. So it was like, it was a chicken or the egg. Like, do you get him going or does he need to get himself going by being more active? Jalen Brunson picking up those fouls and being dumb in those situations when he absolutely had no business being that forced the Knicks to go away from Jalen Brunson, and it opened up their offense.
Yeah, but you don't trust Cat.
No.
And you can't, because if that's what forces him at this point, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, mm-hmm. and you are down at this point 2-0, and you lose both at home, and your team needs it, and you don't come out assertive and forceful. What more do we need to see from Karl Anthony Towns? It's not like he's in his second or third year in the league. It's not like this is his first playoff run that he's ever been in.
This is your, 11?
He is who he is. And are we going to imagine that after a decade in the NBA, mm-hmm. he's going to change his stripes and all of a sudden become some tiger? No, he's not. And that is the infuriating part about him because of how talented he is. But you never know when it's going to click for him. And in this instance, it was Jalen Brunson going out. But there's been times when he was in Minnesota that it was like, dude, your team needs you. And everybody was staring at him going, all right, Cat, this is your time. And he just didn't show up.
The interesting thing was also going into that game is the rigid Tom Thibodeau. Made a starting lineup change. Josh Hart to the bench, Mitchell Robinson out there starting, and they went bigger. And here we talked about this, who could impact pace more. Final score of this game, 106-100. Without knowing who won the game, if the score is 106-100 between the Knicks and the Pacers.
Knicks win.
Without looking what anybody did in the box score, Pacers took 77 shots. The Knicks took 78. If you told me that, I said Knicks win. Like, that's just not – the Pacers want to play in the one teens, mm-hmm. the 120s. They want to get out and run. And it wasn't like the Knicks, like, bludgeoned them on the offensive glass. It was 9-6. But they were bigger. They were more methodical. They were more physical. And they honestly – this was a game that I want to give the Knicks credit the same way I've given the Pacers credit when they took game one. The Pacers kind of gacked this one away.
Yeah.
They had that, was it 17-3 or 20-3 run in the second quarter? And I was like,
that's when they went up 55-35. Yeah, they had a 20 point lead.
You're right.
With 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go, they went on that run, and that's where it ended. And it was like, oh boy.
That was one of those ones where I've got my office and I've got the monitors right here, and then I've got the TV to the right of me, and that's the Xbox is on the monitor on the right hand side. And I started doing the chair swivel and hit the boop and fire up the Xbox. I'm like, all right, I can play a game of 2K or something while I'm waiting for halftime to process through. This game might be done.
This series though, and really all of the playoff games, we talked about this at the beginning of the playoffs, where you can't just sit there and say that no lead is safe anymore because the playoffs are different. The playoffs aren't any different. How many double-digit leads have we seen, like 20-point leads get blown in these playoffs? And that was always like a safe space for you once you got into the postseason. It's not anymore. And it doesn't matter if you're the Oklahoma City Thunder, where you can score in bunches, and you can be down by 29 points and rally back, or if you're a team like the New York Knicks where you're down 20 points and you damn near, you barely scored 100.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were down by 20 and you only scored 106 points and were able to win the basketball game.
And you had Deuce McBride come in early in the game, pick up three fouls in what was like a minute and 20 seconds or something like that. Like, nope, got to give him the hook. Landry Shamet comes out there and gives you some, like, it was very interesting because not only Jalen Brunson going out for some of the offensive burden to fall on Karl-Anthony Towns, all of a sudden with Jalen Brunson off the floor, you're significantly better defensively with Deuce out there, with Shamet out there. You're playing a style of basketball that isn't so reliant on Jalen Brunson. On both ends of the floor, or on offensive end, you're reliant on him, but also defensively, you're reliant on him getting beat, kind of a deal. And I thought the Pacers did a poor job of adapting to that. You saw Tyrese Haliburton for the first time maybe get a little bit passive. You saw TJ McConnell get, like, if you look at the box score, McConnell has finished as 5 of 9. But there was a period in the third quarter where McConnell's out there, and he just didn't look like TJ McConnell. Like, he was forcing the action, taking shots. You're just like, what are you doing here, man? Like, it doesn't feel right. And it also forced the Pacers to make their first real adjustments, where Miles Turner has spent most of his time guarding Karl-Anthony Towns, to where they put Siakam on Cat and Miles Turner on Josh Hart to kind of allow him to be a kind of a free roamer, because Cat was starting to cook, not as a shooter, but by putting his shoulder down and getting past Miles Turner and then bullying Pascal Siakam. Like, I always want to highlight this when we're talking about Cat. Cat is enormous. He is a legit 7-footer, barrel-chested, like 265, like he's a big, strong dude. Now, we often forget how good he is in the post because he doesn't go there enough.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get him in that face-up game, 10, 12 feet, he's a real problem if he starts doing things, and it starts making the Pacers adjust instead of being the dictator of all the adjustments.
I'm worried for Indiana, though, with Nesmith, that ankle, was it ankle sprain? At the end of that game?
It had to be helped off.
I don't like that.
And that's the thing is, like, as good as Nembhard, like, Nembhard has been so good for them. We've talked about this with other players before. Sometimes players just, for whatever reason, it is their nightmare matchup. Jalen Brunson is about as good as a matchup for Nembhard as it exists. You would think Nembhard, wiry, strong, physical, twitchy, but Brunson chews him up and spits him out. So Nesmith has been the guy on Brunson. And if Nesmith's ankle, if the wheels dinged up, which he rolled the hell out of that thing, I am a little leery of, like, what's going to happen here, because everyone's like, well, they've got Mathurin too. Do you know what Mathurin is in this series?
No.
40 minutes of action? He's at minus 31.
There's no way you can put him in that starting lineup.
It gets, like, they've got depth in theory, but, like, as far as, like, guys that you can trust to, like, how many guys can you really trust to guard Jalen Brunson? It's a tough assignment, man.
So who do you put in there, though? Are you going to put Ben Shepherd in there?
Probably.
In your starting lineup?
If Nesmith dinged up, you might have to. Or if you want to stay a little bit bigger, you go with Mathurin and try to give him the additional cover. But
there is still no Aaron Nesmith update.
We should be due it in, what, 15 minutes?
We're getting close.
So at least the first one. So, because the game tips off at 5 our time. So, yeah, 2.5 hours. Yeah.
Is that right? 5 yeah. o'clock? Yeah, 5
8, o'clock. 8 o'clock tip Eastern, right?
Hot damn. Thank you, TNT, mm-hmm. for giving us a 5 o'clock tip.
Oh, I love it. Well, they got to do something to try to get the West Coast audience in there somehow.
Well, 5:30 is what ESPN's been doing.
Yeah.
I don't like the 5:30 tip.
I don't either.
I like the 5 o'clock.
Mm.
All right.
Well, like when but with the East, they can't really go with the 5 o'clock or with the 5:30.
They can.
They got to go 5 o'clock.
They don't go to games.
They don't go to games. Well, I mean, like the 5 o'clock, and this is our West Coast brains. We are so spoiled with our start times out here that
great.
We can see everything that mm-hmm. we want to. I mean, if you're really committed to it.
Yeah.
Like, you can watch all the games. Back East, an 8 or 8:30 start time is not as prohibitive as we see it out here.
No.
Like, if the people that complain about, like, a 7:30 college football kick, it's like, you guys do realize that primetime games on the East Coast, they start at 8:30, right?
it's nasty work.
Like, they, Georgia fans aren't complaining about their primetime kick game. Now, if your complaint is that nobody on the East Coast is able to watch your 7:30 Pacific start time,
there you go.
Then you have a legitimate gripe. But the actual length of the game and what time you get home, they're starting those bad boys an hour later on the East Coast.
Nasty stuff.
Yeah, well, we need to, no, we just need to toughen up a little bit.
Well, even baseball has started to move up first pitch times. The Mariners for years, you know, at home would be 7:10, and I think it's the last couple seasons now, it's 6:40.
Yeah. Makes a difference. It makes a difference.
It does.
And the games are faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta love that. All right, coming up next, let's pivot to some college football as we take a look at the landscape heading into the college football season. If you were questioning, you know, the NFL draft this year and quarterbacks, looking at this next crop and where things currently stand, you might be pining for the years of yore. We'll go to that next here on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The world of college football goes as far as the quarterback world will take you. And taking a look at PFF, they've got their top quarterback rooms going into next year's class. And Dusty just took a phone call for investigative journalism. We will, coming out of this segment, we are going into 100%. 100%.
The phone call that I just had was amazing.
Just so you know, that is literally the next thing we are going to. We are going to talk about this because we have official on-the-spot investigative journalism and confirmation.
Yeah.
But you take a look at the top 10 quarterback rooms in the country.
College football. Okay, back. I'm back.
And it is a barren landscape. It is not. Now, there are going to be guys that pop up here that are going to be risers, and there's going to be guys that fall short, and all, you know, the early, you know, mock NFL drafts and stuff like that. It's far too early. Who is the number one quarterback, like, coming into this? Because I think if you asked average college football fan,
they'd say Arch Manning.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are, and Texas is not in the top 10. They are an honorable mention.
Yeah. Yeah. And but this is like your overall quarterback room, right?
Yeah.
And without Quinn Ewers, that there has been a dip at Texas, because think of it, it's really hard to recruit quarterbacks even when you have Steve Sarkisian. You're pumping out NFL talent when you have Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning that you know you're going to have to wait behind. So I get that. And as this, as you take a look at this list, it is the good and the bad of the transfer portal, but mainly the extra COVID year that a lot of guys used at quarterback, especially that threw off having that freebie year. It I mean, look at Oregon, for example. Yeah. They had Bo Nix and then they had Dillon Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And those two guys benefited greatly from having that extra time.
And a former Oregon Duck that was just drafted in Tyler Shuck.
That's right.
Like, that's, I mean, that, like, you talk about just Oregon-centric quarterbacks. That's three.
Where
they all had the extra time.
And that proved to be very valuable for all of these guys to have that extra year of eligibility, whether you use it or not. They, quarterbacks have moved around, and there is an element of quarterback play is going to be at a high level, but at the same time, the familiarity with quarterbacks and a coach in a system, we don't have that. And we can't lean on that, because what it always used to be is, hey, they've got this guy. He started for 2 years. He's going to be there. Now the transfer portal is, all right, this guy pops at one place. Cam Ward goes from Incarnate Word to Washington State to Miami. He's played in different systems. We knew that eventually Cam Ward was good, but you never know with the system, the development, and how they're going to use that guy, because they don't have that mastery of the system when it's just 1 year, right? And when you look at who they have at number one, which is LSU, Garrett Nussmeier comes back. That is good.
Yep.
But then they also have Michael Van Buren, who is a backup. He's Nussmeier's backup. He was Mississippi State's starting quarterback.
And he was a 4/5 star, wasn't he?
He was a very highly touted recruit. He he was down to Oregon at one point. He may have even been committed to Oregon.
I think
at
he
one
was,
point.
Now that you mention it.
But he's a guy that went through the portal, and so they have two SEC caliber starting quarterbacks.
Plus 2 4 stars behind him.
Which is really good to have when you have Garrett Nussmeier, and if he gets dinged up, you have somebody that you can kind of slide in there who's going to be pretty good.
And the interesting thing was, Nussmeier was supposed to be a guy last year. And he was...
Nussmeier was a dude last year. He was really good.
He was good, but I think people were expecting him to be a, you know, a day one quarterback in the draft kind of a guy. And he didn't end up being that guy. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's a tough deal.
His season last year, Garrett Nussmeier was really damn good. And that's not where they were let down. He's going to be great with Brian Kelly. Their offense is, they're going to be humming. Nussmeier is good. That's a good number one.
But the interesting thing, it happens immediately on this list. At number two is SMU. You know, traditional quarterback powerhouse, Southern Methodist.
But they were college football playoff team from a year ago. Kevin Jennings does come back. And then you have behind him a sixth-year guy, Tyler Van Dyke, who has made the rounds. Wisconsin, Miami, now he's there. Now you're starting to see it's the depth that these programs have.
And then at number three, old Dilly Ball, down in Arizona State, Sam Leavitt, Westland's own.
Dude, Sam Leavitt is going to be getting Heisman consideration
this year. He's like third or fourth in the Heisman odds.
They
right
return
now.
Almost everybody except for Cam Scataboo.
And that's a big loss.
That's a big one, but at the same token, the development and growth that everybody saw in Sam Leavitt from week one to where they finished off the season, Sam Leavitt is going to get a ton of hype coming into this year. He's a makes great decisions. He's got a wizard of an offensive coordinator and head coach in Kenny Dillingham. And, oh, by the way, Marcus Arroyo is down there, too, who is very good at quarterback play and development.
The interesting one here is when you start going younger here right now, you go to number four, Florida, with DJ Lagway, who is an incredibly highly rated recruit coming out, has a year under his belt, the weirdness that was Florida. And then this is a little surprising for me is Clemson's Cade Klubnik, who was he was the number one recruit in his class, wasn't he?
I don't remember. He might have been.
I thought he was number one in his class. Yeah. But he was highly touted recruit, had, you know, a good initial run and then regressed. I think it was what he finished 2 years
ago. He was just not good.
Yeah, 2 years ago he finished 107th among FBS signal callers.
Not good
in passing grades.
Yeah, last year he was good, especially at the end of the year. He was
finished fifth,
really damn good last year
from 107th to fifth. That's a massive, massive, massive improvement.
And now look, it's also not just who the quarterback is, but Dabo Swinney is now contradicting himself again. Mm. Shocking, shocking that Dabo would do this. Yeah. But guess who's in on the portal now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all know.
Dabo Swinney is now. I'm not going to do it this way. Okay. Whatever.
He figured it out.
Now, well, yeah, because he's forced to do it. No. You're forced to do it.
Figured it out. If you're keeping count at home, you did not hear in the top five a single Big Ten school.
No. And that's that is to be expected when you think of, all right, Michigan's big hole last year was quarterback. They go out and they pay an exorbitant amount to go get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Ohio State wins a national championship with Will Howard, who was a transfer quarterback. Oregon, Dylan Gabriel, a Heisman finalist, mm-hmm. no longer with the program. And now you're going to Dante Moore, who has 1 year as a starter 2 years ago because he redshirted last year behind Dylan Gabriel. Like, that all makes complete sense. Wisconsin, not known for their quarterback play one bit, right? Where are you going
to
look?
Yeah, and USC went to Max, and that didn't work, and they ended up going to Maiava, and then they ended up recruiting, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the country this year. Like, it's there's a change.
They do not have that swagger anymore at the quarterback position.
The continuation in the Big Ten comes in at number seven. Number six is Miami, which I found that to be a little bit surprising. Mm-hmm. I was like, Miami? All right, whatever. Number seven is
Carson Beck is a good quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
And he's back to playing again.
Well, his arm's not falling off.
Yeah.
But at number seven, Penn State. And this is Charlie Brown in the football. You can't make fetch happen. You can't make Drew Aller happen. I'm not going to buy it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It's fine. I don't wish anything ill for the kid.
Yeah.
I just can't.
He is a perfectly fine college quarterback. I don't get the NFL chatter. I just don't. You know, he is a perfectly fine, good college quarterback. Good college quarterback. He doesn't have, like, you think of where they were at the end of the year when you need your quarterback to make plays. All of his receivers were hurt too, you know? Like, it has not broke his way very often. But I don't get the NFL first round draft pick type.
I see Hackenberg 2.0.
I don't get it. I don't know what people see. And I've tried to talk to people about it, and they don't really have a good answer. Yeah.
They like the idea of him.
Because his frame.
His arm.
He makes good decisions mm-hmm. sometimes. Well, most of the time he makes good decisions, but
the bad ones, you go, whoa.
I think there's a lot of people that evaluate quarterbacks that are the girl that dates the scumbag, and you're like, what are you doing? And she's like, I can fix him.
Yeah.
I can fix him.
There's a lot of Will Levis to him. Mm-hmm. There's a lot like, whoa, what was that? The only other Big Ten school on here is Ohio State.
Yep.
And I found that to be really surprising because they're basically starting from scratch. Now, it's Ohio State. It's a prospect, you know, powerhouse, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. They got three of them.
Yeah.
They got three freshman quarterbacks this year.
And that's the thing is like, okay, but how many freshmen?
Or I think one's actually a sophomore.
Well, redshirt freshman. He was the number two recruit to Lagway.
Yeah.
What's his name? Julian Sand.
Well, Julian Sand is he is super talented. They think he is going to be very special.
Yep.
And then you just think of, like, that's a track record. They're in at 10. He's going to be far better than that expectation. And this, here's the thing. Good coaches, great staffs, and good recruiters, they will have talented quarterback rooms. This list right now, it's May. In October, we will not be talking about this list nearly the same. We may have LSU still at the top, but Ohio State,
once things kind of start themselves, will be there.
Texas will be out of that honorable mention, yeah. And everybody's going to go, okay, there's the starters.
If we start getting deep into camp and all of a sudden Arch Manning's out there doing the favored son thing, yeah, we're going to get a lot of that. But also, as it pertains to Ohio State, they maybe have the best wide receiver prospect we've seen in a decade.
Yeah.
Which is super helpful.
Alabama has got a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, he might be the second best we've seen of that crop.
Pretty damn good.
All right, coming up next, we've got to. Dusty in the break did some intrepid reporting, and we have some investigative journalism here on the radio program. We'll get to that next. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with the Sports Center update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The brand man did some intrepid reporting.
Yeah.
And if you missed it earlier in the show, worst day on the web, a guy, 24 years old, went back to high school and played JV soccer and was caught forging everything. And Dusty reminded us that
Tony Labrador from Venezuela.
He's definitely neither of those things. But Dusty goes, I could have swore that happened here when we were in high school.
Yeah.
And it did indeed happen.
Yeah.
At Grant High School.
At Grant High School. And so I went to one of my two Grant High School insiders, one of them being Rashad Taylor, host of Sports Sunday.
Indeed.
And Hunt for the Host fame. And I asked Rashad, hey, didn't somebody who is like in their 30s or way older go to Grant, like back when we were in high school? And he said DeAndre D'Angelo.
You could hear the smile hit his face as you asked.
And then he goes, Michael Backman.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. Rashad was at Grant in 1999 when DeAndre D'Angelo was arrested. And then Rashad just went on to tell me all of these details. Like, he's like, this dude, he told us that he said he drove a sick red Camaro.
99 red Camaro.
Brand new red Camaro. He's like, he told us that Diana Ross was his aunt. And so I went and I started looking up this guy, and it's true. Like, okay, so he, the story is even crazier. There's a Newsweek article that kind of outlines everything that went into this. He was basically a con artist, like, his whole life. He graduated from Grant
in 86.
In 1986. And he was like, he one day he was doing a friend a favor because he'd been in and out of trouble for forgery and stealing cars.
And
shocking. And so he was doing a friend a favor and took a kid to a friend's kid to school. And he was like in the high school, and a teacher goes, "Hey, aren't you supposed to be in class?" So he was like, "Yep." And he just started going to school, forged papers that he went to Beverly Hills High School, started telling people he's Diana Ross's nephew, got signed, forged a picture from Diana Ross to the choir teacher. Like, he was in the choir.
This is like a modern day version of not getting away with it, but Frank Abagnale.
Yeah, it the really is.
For this, probably the kind of guy that you hire at the FBI, the CIA, like. This wasn't the only con or scam this guy pulled. Like, he's clearly very, very, very good with people.
Well, yeah.
Very convincing. Like, when people try to, like, scam things, most people get caught because they're very dumb.
Yeah.
This guy got caught because he did too much of it. This guy convinced a senator to write a letter of recommendation for him on fake transcripts to go to the U.S. Military Academy.
To go to West Point, where he got in. He got in
and went and did the interview and crushed it.
That's crazy. He went to jail, by the way, for that.
Do you know what kind of person you have to be to ace those kind of interviews?
It's crazy.
You have to be a type A person to do that. Don't get me wrong, he did incredibly dumb things. This is not a dumb person.
Yeah. He also showed up after the West Point thing. He showed up to Lewis and Clark College in a limousine saying that under the alias of Adante D'Angelo Ross, and he was saying that he was Diana Ross's kid.
And played basketball at Beverly Hills High School.
And he ended up convincing Lewis and Clark to admit him, and then they called Beverly Hills High School, and they're like, "Yeah, we don't know who that is."
I love how he keeps going back to Beverly Hills High School, which means this guy had to have loved Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Or 90210.
Like, I mean, just perfect.
I guess that
stuff was
West Beverly, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I mean, like, everything, like, this is the kind of thing, we talked about this earlier. 30, 40 years ago, when it was harder to check this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where, what's the old con movie with Robert Redford and The Sting.
Okay.
Yep.
This, like, those kind of things happened where you'd have these long cons. Like, yeah, there's the old, like, heist tropes of, like, the Ocean's 11 type thing, but, like, the cons were, like, real things that happened forever because, like, verifiable facts weren't just readily available.
Yeah.
And this was a guy that did it over and over and over and over again. Like, they elected him to student government.
I wonder what he's doing now.
7 to 10?
Nah, I mean, this was 99.
Yeah, the story's been updated since 2010. I tried to track down something else that was in there.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to find anything. Like, again, like, this is the kind of guy that maybe he falls off the map because he does go and work for the government because they went, you know what?
Yeah.
We could use a guy like you.
I'm being dead serious when I say this. Like, when people are really good at doing bad things, we hire them.
Oh, he's a senator. No.
He's the mayor of New York.
Man. Wild story. That story is absolutely insane.
And he did all this, and he didn't even play sports.
Yeah, well, he did the choir.
Choir.
He did the choir.
Apparently, he could really sing, too. He did, like, the solo for Holy Night, I guess. Like,
I mean, Yeah, he probably did.
Well, he is the nephew of Diana Ross.
Diana Ross, yeah. Yeah. You never know. You never know. Apparently, he tried the con before, saying he was... he Beverly Hills High and Diana Ross were two big factors in his cons that he would play. He would say that she was her... his mother, who would go down the road of, no, it's my aunt. He flipped that around. That's crazy. Wow. DeAndre D'Angelo.
Just...
And Rashad Taylor was boots on the ground when he was arrested.
That's the thing, is that name is the one that sounds made up.
That's a banger of a name. Tom Labrador sucks.
Tony.
I'm
sorry. Tony. It's Anthony Labrador.
That sucks.
DeAndre D'Angelo is...
That's an R&B singer.
Yeah. 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 Or it's like Rick Papagiorgio. It's the fake ID name that Russ Griswold gets in Vegas. DeAndre D'Angelo.
What's funny is that you see the interviews of the teachers, like, yeah, you know, a few people will ask us, like, are you sure he's 17?
Yeah.
But like,
nope. He's almost double that.
31.
Yeah. He must have looked young.
I did find a picture of him from around then. He does.
He looked young?
Yeah. Like, all right. At the oldest, you'd say 24.
All right.
You know, he just got the young looking face.
Yeah.
As it were.
Or maybe mature for a high schooler, but not quite old enough for you to raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, it doesn't look like grown man.
Yeah.
Certainly on the outer boundary, but not anything where like everyone's like, that dude ain't 17.
it's funny, like when I Googled DeAndre D'Angelo Grant High School, it popped up like Grant High, 2002, 20-year reunion. Which reunion do you think he goes to? Yeah. Is he going to the 86? Can he go?
Also,
and that's a move to go to the same high school 13 years later. Because I had teachers in my high school that were there for like 20 plus years.
Yeah, oh my God.
He must have been really forgettable his first
Beaverton,
round.
We hit some lifers there, man. 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a crazy tale.
No one noticed, huh?
Nobody noticed.
What's funny is whoever called in the tip has never been tracked down because it was an anonymous tip that got him.
Oh, really? Yeah. I bet it was his parents. His parents called the cops on him.
For stealing cars.
So
yeah, if you look at his early life, it's
not good.
Not great.
Not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
All right.
Tough place to be. There you go. The intrepid reporting of One Dusty Era. And of course.
I got it, man.
Our source on the ground, Rashad Taylor.
Rashad Taylor.
Shout out Rashad.
Yep. He's doing the work for us.
All right. Coming up next, we're up to today's show. The Knicks and the Pacers are getting underway for what could be probably the deciding game of this series, whether or not it's going to be a series or if the Pacers are just going to pack this thing up a little bit early. Pacers are 2.5 point favorites. You taking them? Danny and Dusty, Danny the fan.
I'm ready.
Mr. Harrell, are we going to get a series? I'm ready, Slick. Are you? The Pacers are 2.5 point favorites tonight against the New York Knicks. They lead the series 2-1. Can the Knicks pull this off and even up the series and give us some real drama in the Eastern Conference Finals, or are the Pacers going to grab that stranglehold 3-1 lead, of which we've only seen blown once?
Aaron Nesmith, I didn't think I'd be saying this at the beginning of the series, his health is going to mean a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And what level we get of Aaron Nesmith, because he has been lights out. He has been lights out for this Pacers team, whether it was him going unconscious, 8 of 9 from three, or even if it was in the last game where he wasn't scoring in volume, but he was doing just enough to help them. And you think about the final moments of that game, and you think about a 36-20 fourth quarter where New York kind of slams the door shut and finishes off the 20-point comeback in that game. Nesmith goes out with the ankle. What level is he able to play at? Mm-hmm. And I know that Indiana is the deeper team that we think, but when you look at the bench play, it wasn't. Tibbs went to the bench a lot more than he has and a lot more than he's comfortable with in this playoffs because of how fast Indiana runs. Can they keep up the pace? Can they get the looks? And can Nesmith do enough on the defensive end? Boy, if we see this series flip to both teams winning on the road, watch out.
Home court doesn't matter. And for those wondering, Aaron Nesmith is a go.
Hey!
He is a go for tonight's game. just how functional he's going to be, how well that Toradol shot works, we'll see.
But think of this. Nembhard in this game, and like we don't look at plus minus all too much and carry much stock in it.
Mm-hmm.
Nembhard was minus 11. Pascal Siakam, minus 21. Neesmith was minus 2 in that game. Mm-hmm. And when he left...
That's when the Knicks made their hay.
The finishing touches were put on that game.
We talked about this with the Thunder with Caruso and Dort. Yeah, they're not going to maybe get you a ton of points. Now, Neesmith did have the 8 of 9 shooting night in game 2 that mm-hmm. was absolutely bonkers. But you're looking at him for the intangibles. Like this is when those guys really start to matter. And if you're short on the intangibles guys, then it requires the guys who get you the tangibles night in, night out to do a little bit more of the intangible. And it's harder to play at that kind of pace that the Pacers want to play at, which is breakneck even for the playoffs.
It's going to be a hell of a game no matter what.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it. I really want, like, I have nothing against the Knicks, but I really want to see the Pacers in the finals because they're a team that is just built so differently and they're just so much fun to watch.
All right. Well,
there you go.
That does it for us. Tuesday, already in the books.
And DeAndre D'Angelo.
And DeAndre D'Angelo. Maybe we'll have a follow-up story on what he's doing now.
Check in. We'll get I. Everett Rop there re-enrolling in high school.
Yeah. Well, I think Rop could pull off being 17.
Yeah.
He got that Benjamin Button going
on.
There you go. All right. We'll see you tomorrow from noon to 3. Up next, 4 hours of power. Their mouths to your ears. Prime time with Uskin Soup right here on The Fan.
Bye. Don't put your meat on the internet if it's going to be that dark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.